I'm Martin Tebow, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. In a 1939 lithograph, John Stuart Curry depicts abolitionist John Brown with his arms outstretched and a sword on his hip. Dark, ominous skies fill the background, and a swirling tornado twists behind him. The wind whips his hair and beard, his eyes are wide, and his mouth is open as he makes a fiery appeal for the end of slavery in the United States. An African-American man crouches in the lower left corner of the image, listening to Brown's every word. This print conveys the urgency of the anti-slavery movement in the years leading up to the Civil War, and casts Brown as a hero for that cause. John Stuart Curry was a regionalist artist in the early 20th century. Doma's print of John Brown was based on a larger mural that Curry made for the Capitol building in his home state of Kansas. That mural, called The Tragic Prelude, pays tribute to the role Kansas played as a free state, one where slavery was prohibited, and a battleground where John Brown staged raids on Kansas's pro-slavery neighbors in Missouri. While Brown's legacy is complicated by his use of violence, in his art, Curry positioned him as a Moses-like leader for the cause of civil rights. We'd like to thank Ball State student Gabrielle M. O'Neill for her research. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.